Hello, people. Here's a Femon that was going on a date and then she was ghosted. I don't know why these Femons think they have to make a video about it. Well, it gives them attention. They can play the victim and they can shame the man. Apparently they were going to go on a date and he just ghosted her. Then she says she doesn't care, she'd rather stay in anyway. Really? Then why make the video? The trouble is, Femons today are nothing but lies and deceit. And that's a big reason why men are walking away. She was on a dating app, Hinge, I think. But she's obviously left an important detail out about herself. And even though she texted this guy a couple of times, she still didn't mention it. But I'll let herself dig her own grave.
So I was supposed to go on a date tonight, but here I am, cozy in my bed, which is great. I'd rather be here than with someone's crusty-ass son. But basically, so I told my son, I was like, yeah, I'm probably going to go on a date tonight, just so you know. And he's like, oh, mom, like, I thought you were done with dating. You've had these bad experiences. Like, he's like, it's too risky. And I was like, eh, got to get back out there. I was wrong. Okay. So I start chatting with this guy. We're texting for a couple days. He seems super nice. He texted me last night to confirm and was like, I'll message you tomorrow to confirm the spot and the time to take you on a date that you very much deserve. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Like, yes, I do deserve this. Right after that, he sends me a link to a guy playing guitar, like lying flat down, like kind of like a piano. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. My son plays guitar like that. After that, crickets, silence. So today I don't hear from him all day and I'm like, okay, obviously something's up. I go on Hinge and he unmatched me. And I'm just thinking, like, that's embarrassing. You're 36 years old. You could have just been like, hey, sorry, I didn't realize you had a kid. It's not something I'm interested in. No, you're just going to ghost and unmatch me. I didn't bother to get ready because I knew something was up. But imagine being a single mom, getting ready, getting excited, and waiting. And this guy just ghosted. But honestly, he did me a favor because I have my book. I'm cozy in my bed. I'm going to watch a little show. Me and Shay ordered pizza, hung out. I'd much rather be here. But, yeah.
You see why this Femon takes absolutely no responsibility or accountability for it at all. Obviously, her son is very important to her. But on this dating app and talking to this guy, she completely forgot about she had one. Just can't stop lying and deceiving, can they? Even this video is a lie. She probably stopped recording and then burst into tears. This guy dodged a bullet, and he did the right thing. Men have stopped stepping up to the plate because of Femon's mistakes. And this Femon obviously thinks very highly of herself. If she was such a nice person, she wouldn't be going on the Hinge looking for a date. But it's the double standards of Femons, isn't it? If a guy said he was 6'2", and then he turned up and he was 5'9", the Femon would have a fit, wouldn't she? But of course, it's okay for them to lie themselves. Their whole life is deception. And we all know why. She didn't say she had a son on the app or when he sort of texted her. Anyway, she loves staying in, reading a book and everything, being cozy and everything. She better get used to it. And also get a cat, I think. Good idea. Take it easy, guys.